February 4th, 2006, Nebraska Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired Board Meeting, Tape 2.
No, I think this time we finally, they're finally getting it, and so.
Well, the fact that it's a different governor might help too.
Yeah, but I, part of it might simply be because we're persistent and they've had a chance to come over to the commission and tour also.
Yes, I think so.
All those things.
Well, the request was timely and it was well, Cheryl did a nice, you know, presentation, and I mean, that's, how can you, you know, you really have to be unreasonable to turn down such a.
Exactly, that's right.
Well, and that was what they, when we went last year, you know, Kendra specifically said to us, this is what you need to do procedure-wise, and, you know, it was good that Cheryl did that.
And the procedure worked.
Yeah.
Yes, it did.
Is there other public comment?
Excuse me, this is Val. Pearl asked that the board send a letter. Are you going to respond to?
Do we need a motion for that, Madam Chairman?
When we're right at the end of public comment, we can do the motion. Because if the public has anything else to say, I don't want to do our motion in public comment, but that is a good idea to have one.
There's one other.
Oh, Sherry?
I just wanted to say that since you were talking about Cheryl Poff and the deaf blind thing, that it was very nice. December 10th, we went to Oakview Mall and got to go shopping, and that was really fun. It was really nice to do that.
So what'd you buy me?
What?
What'd you buy me?
Nothing.
Okay, well, then it wasn't fruitful. I'm only kidding.
Well, thanks, Sherry. That's really good to hear.
All the things I know.
Okay, is there anything else?
No, probably.
If not, so that we don't forget, does someone have a motion to write to the governor's office and commend them for that?
I so move. You made a good motion there, Barbara. I just so move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. I will do that. Okay, it's time now for a break.
Heck of a deal.
10 minutes. What time is it?
I have no idea.
10:15.
Wow, we're really on schedule, guys.
10:51.
We're running late.
That's all right.
You know, whatever you're doing, if you could do it quietly, we will not get any further off time, maybe.
Keep going.
Okay, the four chairs to your left. The next item on the agenda is the report from the executive director. Pearl?
All right, thank you very much. I do first want to acknowledge again the new commissioner, Daryl Walla, and the newly appointed Nancy Oltman. Your terms will run till the end of December 2009, and it's kind of amazing to think that we're
that far
into those years, but it just shows it's a real commitment. It's 4 years and or more, and we value that. So thank you very much, as well as thanks to the other board members who've been here for a while. So it's really great. I wanted to mention about the Social Security reimbursements. There is some new movement that is, I believe, going to help us quite a bit. In the past, we never got reimbursed for center costs. We were required to just distribute the cost it is to send somebody through the center along with our overall administrative costs, which obviously it's different. Whereas if we were in a state without our own center, the $30,000 we might spend or whatever for a person to receive training to be a staff, or I mean as a client, not staff trainee, that would be fully reimbursed if Joe's center training our training center is if we purchase service from them, but since we have our own, we didn't get it. And many of us directors have, many of we directors have maintained for years that that ain't right. We should, it is a definite case service cost, whether we purchase it third party or provide it with our own staff. And so then NCSEB, National Council of State Agencies for the Blind, and directors individually have really been working with both RSA at the national level and the Social Security Administration to get that change. And back in 2000, we did get a memorandum from the commissioner at that time, Joanne Wilson, saying, yes, we should be able to count, you know, to be reimbursed for center costs. We still, and so some of us started claiming those costs, but they weren't always reimbursed because Social Security wasn't quite convinced yet. Well, the president of NCSAB contacted me a couple days ago. I forget which day. But anyway, they have definitely agreed that they, Social Security, will reimburse for center costs even when it's part of the agency's own staff. And it's going to be retroactive to 2000, which will be October 1 of 99. And so we will be looking at ones that we either were denied in the past or maybe we just didn't claim those costs because we didn't think they'd be reimbursed. And so we're working on that. I can't tell you how much that'll help, but that's just a new development that finally, you know, got somewhere. And that was something I worked on as president of the NCSAB, and others have worked harder on it even since then, so that's exciting. Field services report. We kind of start our count over at the beginning of the year with clients served. Of course, we'll have some carried over from a previous year, but the closure, successful closures and so on are counted from the beginning of October 1. So now we're at the end of the first 3 months of that new fiscal year is what these numbers are for. We've served 818 people total so far, 448 in voc rehab, 370 in independent living. We've had 12 successful closures in voc rehab and 54 in the independent living services. Our center, the total full-time clients we've served since 96 is 133. Now you might remember that in November I said the same number. It actually is one more, but we figured out the November number was incorrect. So 133 is now correct as of to this date, till February or through the end of January of 06. Of people who have completed the center, 77 are in competitive employment. They're 19 homemakers and 25 students. The percentages is that 88.8% are employed, and that includes competitive employment or homemaker if that was the person's employment goal. 71% are competitive employed, 17.5% are homemakers, and then 18.8% are still students, say at the university or at a trade school someplace. Only 9% of the total are not working. So we're really proud about that. We have three staff people still doing a voluntary furlough of various amounts of time. And so of course that helps the budget. Our new person, Kathy, is she ends her center training February 17th, and then Monday the 20th is a holiday, so she'll begin her work in the Omaha office February 21st. Also, Sherry Brudman in North Platte and Deanne Johnson in Omaha are going to be taking an online course from the Lighthouse International. It trains people to be what they call voc rehab assistants. And those two already have our designation of VR tech. But this training is something new. I consulted with them on when they were developing their grant on what might be needed out in the field, and I think it'll be a really good opportunity. And there's no cost to us, so that makes it even better. There is, of course, their time. You know, we'll let them work on this, but I think it'll strengthen and maybe if there are parts which really are sort of contrary to our way of doing things, maybe we can help them develop the course even better too. So that'll be good. We have had resilience training. We've had two sessions of that, and at the state staff meeting last year, you'll recall Dave Roberts came and talked about that and that way of approaching both just as a person and in your counseling work, how to use the concepts of resilience to help people move through things. And so I think that has been good. Oh, I did want to mention, that reminds me, we made cassette tapes of the book Resilience that goes along with the training. And we discovered, Hubert discovered, thanks to his being observant, there we had gotten our tape duplicator fixed, but it isn't fixed completely because there are some tapes, and this will be true of the, you'll receive, or if you request, if any of you get the tapes of the November meeting, the board meeting, it could be that every tape at a certain point stops. We really didn't just erase 12 minutes, I promise.
Incriminating evidence.
But if you get a tape, either the resilience book, you let us know if you want that, or the minutes of November, let us know kind of where it ended, what the problem is. The thing's back in the shop, but we may end up needing to purchase, just get one, a new one that does several tapes at a time. But just so you know, as you're listening, let us know what problems you come across. And then I just keep moving through because the time's limited.
But the masters came out okay?
Yes, masters okay. Are fine.
All right.
Okay. In terms of Nebraska Business Enterprises, the new immigration building in Lincoln does open February 21st. Ron Wilton has begun to work there, running that facility to limited security staff, and he and we will have all the equipment up and going by February 20th. The vending facilities along the interstate, we've had a lot of vandalism along the rest areas. So we're working on ways to set up equipment to minimize this. And also it's been especially a pattern when a vending area is, or a rest area is closed for construction, and then people just waltz back there and have their way with the machine. So what Terry's doing now is the Department of Roads is very good at letting us know when there will be closures. And so then he's letting the vendor know, okay, you know, it's the rest area is going to be closed for a certain period of time. Then that vendor can take the money out, take the candy out, and hopefully that'll help. So we're working on that. We do have two instances where a vendor was sent a written notice per our rule of possible action due to being late on submitting monthly reports and the set-aside payment. And another vendor has been sent a letter of reprimand for accounting and inventory problems, following in a routine audit that we did of his operation. So both of those included expectations and timelines for remedying the situation. I did attend both the ACB legislative luncheon and the NFB legislative banquet, breakfast, and they were both excellent. It was this year more than any other, I think, at both. I personally have had more really good conversation and discussion with senators, and two of the senators on the Appropriations Committee, I mean, sat on either side of me at the luncheon, and we talked about coming to tour the center. Senator Engel was all in favor of it and told me to contact his staff person to actually set up tours for the whole Appropriations Committee. We've made that contact. We haven't heard back yet, but at least, you know, it's really a great event to help the senators understand. And we had really good discussion both places, so that was great. The Alumni Association last week had a kind of a special event and came in and surprised Fatosh with a check for $500 that they raised from selling t-shirts and sweatshirts as well as some donations. So, and they expressed their intent to do, you know, that this was just the beginning, and they really are doing it because they believe in the center and they want to give back to the center. So it was a very nice presentation and a nice piece of change as well. The mentoring project is coming along great. We have 19 matches where we have 19 mentors. We're working individually with 19 mentees in the transition age group. The next cycle starts January of 07 when a new group will be matched. So that's moving along nicely. Network, the server, email, we are finally making some progress with getting the offices set up on the server. That should be happening pretty soon. We held off on that till we made sure some accessibilities and basic operational issues were in place, but we're closer to that now. So, you know, that's in the works, but of course, as you know, with technology, that you just never know. So especially any time that if you send something to one of us at the commission and don't hear back, don't just assume that we're sitting there twiddling our thumbs and not, you know, working on things. Please call or contact us in some other way to see if we got it. Anyway, that's ongoing, I'm sure, probably always will be. Let's see. One of the new things that we're looking to start here, we've kind of already started it, is we're calling it Interviews with Bob. Maybe we should say Tuesday Mornings with Bob, I don't know. This is something that Bob in particular, and then with work from Carlos and supervisors, have developed this project to give staff members individually a chance to reflect on the things that they really feel good about working at the commission, what motivates them, what they're proud of, things like that. And to share that on a one-on-one basis with Bob, and then, you know, to have that be something we all can get, and you know, just kind of, we hope that it'll be a boost. We know everybody works hard, and you know, there definitely are things that each person is proud of professionally and personally as a part of being on our workforce, and so we just want to reinforce that. So Bob interviewed me and Carlos, and then Carlos interviewed Bob, so that's kind of where we've started. And so I think it'll be a good opportunity. The questions, just, I guess I gave you a sense.
Yes,
of those.
You did, yeah.
Okay. We finally have received the electronic, but not the print yet, 107 monitoring review report for federal fiscal year 2004.
Timely.
Yeah. As you read through that, there are issues they raised, and then the report gives our response, and then the RSA's basically response to our response, whether that's good enough or we have to do something else or whatever.
No, we haven't received that yet, have we?
You haven't. Okay, I was thinking it was one of the things I sent in the midst of everything else, but I may not have gotten that. So if you say you haven't, I didn't do it yet. You will get that Monday.
19:15.
Thank you, Carlos. All of the issues have been either explained or fixed, changed or resolved, except for we are still working on, we're supposed to have memorandums of understanding with every institute of higher education in the state. And so we already have in place with the University of Nebraska system, which of course includes UNL, UNO, UNK, and UNMC. And we have with the community college, Mid Plains Community College, North Platte, and McCook. We have basically all the others. There may be some that we do have now and others that are still in the works. So that one's in process. You know, and some of it, we've done our piece, but we don't, I mean, we can't make them return it to us, so we've been working on that. RSA is going to, they want me to call to set up a telephone meeting with their team in Washington, and then me, and I'll have, Carlos and Bob will participate in that as well. I did send a note to them asking if we could also invite at least the chair of our governing board, and I don't have a response to that yet, but it seemed like that might be a good thing to do. I didn't ask any of you yet if you thought it was a good thing, because I thought I should start with him, and him being our liaison guy from Washington. So anyway, they're attempting to get moving on these backlog things. The state plan is another thing that you will recall we do every year. It's due July 1. The memo that tells what we need to update this year, you do always have to go through the what they call the preprint, the kind of agreement with compliance with the Full Rehab Act and make sure it's all still true, but we don't have to submit that unless we have changes. And then what we'll be submitting specific documents about is our comprehensive system of personnel development, the state assessments, estimates, goals, and priorities. Don't worry, I got all this written. The reports of progress and innovation and expansion expenditures, and then the Title VI Part B supported employment. Most of those will be just updates that are based on like the annual report and other documents you've already received. But I'll be doing that pretty soon here. I'll send you the draft so that then if you can read and give me any feedback for things that I should change, that would be great. Let's see what else. Just a couple other things. State staff meeting will be held out April 4th through the 6th in Lincoln. I wanted to ask you, the board, if you would like to attend as a group and or individually. Of course, you're welcome for the whole thing, but do you want some specific time on the agenda for that? Maybe you want to think of that for a while, and toward the end of the meeting we could discuss it. If you did want some specific time, you know, with how you might want to structure that this time. The topics that we've kind of nailed down so far will be Social Security benefits planning, drug-free workplace training, working with NIST, and some of those kinds of things. Those are the main things I want to say, and I thank you very much.
Okay, and you said that was the 4th through the 6th?
Yes, April.
Okay.
4th on a Tuesday?
It's actually the afternoon on Tuesday the 4th, all day the 5th, and the morning of the 6th. Everything else is covered under other older and new business that I'll talk about.
Okay, thank you. And we, yeah, we do need to decide if we want to, or if we can do that, or if there's something that we specifically want to talk about, and we can maybe bring that up at the end of the meeting, and then, you know, that way people have a chance to kind of mull it over.
I would like to say something right now, I guess, regarding
okay.
that, since...
We're going right into public comment
oh, I'm sorry.
Right now. That's
I'm
okay.
sorry.
Go ahead.
I guess, being the fact that as a teacher, you don't get a chance to get away much,
right.
Because we're always have to take personal time or whatever, that is my spring break, and I would certainly be interested in spending some time
wow.
at the... That, you know, state staff.
Right.
Now, having attended part of that staff meeting last year, I thought it was very worthwhile in giving us, the board, a chance to get the staff, to know the staff members better and to have them ask us questions personally. It was a great interactive time last year. I think it's a very worthwhile.
I do too. Is there anybody in the public who wants to comment at this point?
Pearl, you had mentioned, Jimmy Roth, you had mentioned that earlier on in your report that there was one vendor that was kind of put on notice for failure to provide reports and that sort of thing. I'm wondering if, in going through the minutes with the reformatting of the webpage and that, I don't ever recall that it was discussed publicly. Do we ever know who got the stand at Offutt?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
Do we know who got the stand at Offutt?
Oh, it didn't go through.
So nobody,
nobody.
Got the stand.
Right, right. Mm. That had been referred on at a previous meeting. I'm
yeah.
sorry, that's why I didn't mention it. But
okay,
no,
I didn't. Okay, I missed that.
Yeah, we do not have that option at all.
Okay.
Sean Jervis, I want to throw something else out there since Pearl mentioned email. In the process of updating things, due to the fact that the NOL portion, mail server portion will be going away soon, both the commission board mailing list and the now what's now called NCBVI-announce mailing list were moved over to the new mailing domain of ncbvi.ne.gov. So we're all on the same mail system now, finally.
And the other one no longer works?
Sean, does that mean that anybody who subscribes to one of those mailing lists needs to unsubscribe and resubscribe?
No, the other one, Bill, is talking to NOL and going to just kill the old one off.
Okay, and he asking to tell you, yes, he's definitely working on it, playing phone and voice and tag, but...
Yeah, well...
But he's on it.
Hopefully he gets better luck than we have, so that's...
Right. Well, if he doesn't, I'll call him.
But when I wrote in about that, I was, you know, I was told that we... Anybody who was already subscribed to the list will be transferred over.
Yeah, anybody
so
was,
we don't
yeah,
need
anybody
to resubscribe.
Anybody who's on the old announcement list that Jim sent out, we did migrate you directly over, so if for some reason you stop getting his emails, you probably need to talk to one of us. Make sure you're still in the. You didn't get dropped off for some reason.
Yeah.
You didn't tell us about it.
So now, when people write to us, they can write to, is it commission-board@ncbvi.ne.gov?
Yes.
And is that currently, if people do that, it'll come to us right now?
That's
yes.
Correct.
It as of when I sent
Yay.
You that mail that said did this work, that only three of you responded to.
yeah, I did.
We know who the other two are.
Would you please say again the new address?
It's commission-board.
Dash.
B-O-A-R-D.
Hyphen.
Hyphen, thanks. Okay.
At ncbvi.ne.gov.
Perfect. Thank you.
And the new general mailing list where we send out announcements is ncbvi-announce or hyphen announce at ncbvi.ne.gov.
Like, to Jim and stuff?
The stuff that Jim was previously sending out.
Yeah, that'll come, that stuff will come with, from the webmaster email account, with that address.
So, to that list, and so.
And we should mention very quickly that the new commission address is on the website now. The other one, to subscribe to the mailing list, will be up there eventually.
I have to rewrite some code that somebody, I swear, was very sleepy when they wrote or something, because it doesn't make much sense right now.
We'll get it up.
Well, that's good to know, you know, since, you know, I didn't know whether everybody had responded, and since, you know, I wasn't sure if that meant they didn't get it or that they just didn't respond. And that's something, you know, I just do this every time, commissioners, but when we do email between meetings, or, you know, or when somebody says to all of us, you know, please let me know if you got this or whatever, we really do need to do that, because that saves people, you know, either having to try to call long distance or do something like that. And, you know, we really need to try to do it. It is in one of our mission statement job duty items to do that.
Madam Chairman.
To be responsive, so we need to do it. Yes.
Mrs. Hubert, some of the email programs, when you send out a specific message, will allow you to, so to speak, send it return receipt. I don't know how complex it is to do that. I haven't tried doing it myself.
Usually those do not make it through listservs. That's why.
No, they don't.
Okay. No. Thank you.
Even if they did, I wouldn't want it.
Yeah.
Is that something else I have to go back and read?
And I've done that before, and I got this similar kind of a response from people when I did that. To when I didn't, and so I have stopped doing that recently.
Because it's just as easy to say, no, I don't want to send a receipt. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, you can do that too.
People can say no.
Yeah.
And evidently some people did. Yeah. So, you know, I did stop doing that, but it's a good point, but, you know.
Madam Chairman,
yes?
Just for my clarification, now that we've changed over our new email address, does that mean in order to get to my fellow commissioners, I need to use that commission dashboard at NTV?
Yes.
That's correct.
And otherwise, the old one, you would not receive those, right?
No, the old one will be going away.
Well,
it's phasing itself out, and it doesn't include Daryl, I don't think.
Yes, it doesn't. That was part of the reason we decided to make the switch, because
that's why we decided to do it now.
Because we couldn't get a hold of them to add Daryl.
Yeah.
And Dorothy.
So
if you send it to the old address, you're going to include Dorothy, but
you won't include Daryl, and so that's why I've, you know, my stuff lately has been having everybody's, you know,
originally
Bill, Bob, Nancy, Daryl, Barbara, you know, because I wanted to make sure that everybody got it, and I wasn't exactly sure where the transition was. So anyway, I'm glad that it's happened, and we do need to now all be sure we use that address and ditch the other one.
Okay.
I do know that there is one that did get the message and didn't respond, so we know it's working. So that's it.
Okay. Is there other public comment?
Sherry.
Okay.
In regards, at least computers and stuff, I recently got onto the state legislature webpage. And I have been able to find and get into some of their things. I have Adobe Reader 6, and I've been able to read some of their files, but I can't read any bills. And I was in touch with a guy named Mitch McCartney, legislature information, and I'm going to be calling him back and telling him what I can get into and what I can't, and what can they, because he seemed like, you know, he said, you know, tell me if you're having any problems and we'll try to work it out. So I'm going to be brave and see what I can do.
Yeah. Good. Thank you for joining the however many of us there are who are trying to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't there more recent versions of Adobe?
Yes, there is Adobe version 7. It does not run on Windows 98, though.
Oh, 98.
Mm. Yes, I'm ancient. We still have Windows 98. I hear that JAWS 7 is supposed to be able to read it.
Well, I just tried JAWS 7 with Adobe. What it said was the latest update, although I didn't go into the about thing to make absolute sure, and it locked my computer up and wouldn't read the thing. So I think there's still a problem, but you know, if anybody tech people can help us.
Give me a call. I use Adobe on a daily basis. Catch me at the office, I'll help you figure out what's going on.
And it'll read the legislative bill?
I haven't tried the legislative bill, so I don't have any.
Good, I'll call you, believe me.
There's bills in there I want to read.
Oh, yeah, and I can read some of it too, just like what you were saying, Sherry. And I have XP and supposedly the latest thing, and I'm still having trouble with it.
Also, we have Wesley Majerus, who's now working with Nebraska Information System. So he is inside that whole IT menagerie over there, so we might want to let him know where problems are.
I intend to. This had just happened to me the other night, or I would have already been in touch with you guys.
Yeah, I sit and watch the legislature every day that I'm home, but that's the only way I can find out any specific about any bills. You know, I want to get in there and read what the bills are about.
Good for you.
The other temporary workaround would have them to be to upload the bills in a Word document too. That's the other quick fix, but
if you can find somebody who will.
Well, that's it. Just tell them it's an ADA issue, then they'll.
Well, maybe. And once in a while we have been able to find people. You know, the people in there are pretty. I think they want to do it.
It's just a matter of finding time.
Or they don't know how.
Time and the know-how. Yeah.
It took us almost 5 years to have the state application to be accessible for blind people.
Yeah, I mean, it just takes them a long time.
Take another 5 years for this.
Yeah. Madam Chairman.
Okay.
Yes.
I would also submit that PDF is a method by which security can be maintained. And so I think part of it rests on the fact that we need to make sure that our ducks are in a row and our technology is up to date, and then partner with them on making it accessible to us. But with the fact that PDFs are much more difficult to tamper with than our Word documents and text files, it's easier for them in this respect to maintain the integrity of the legislation.
Good point.
Yeah, I'm on the Omaha Mayor's Commission for Citizens with Disabilities, and there was a point where I couldn't even read the information on their website. So I caused I spoke up and sort of rattled a few chains, and at least I can read that now.
Good for you, that's what it takes.
Good for you, that really is. Yeah. It's what it takes. Glad you're out there doing it.
Give them hell, Harry. Let me share it.
Okay. Next on the agenda is the old business. And the first item is the budget update.
Okay. You know that we implemented quite a few cost-saving strategies within the past year, and folks are doing a really good job of keeping us on track with the limited budget that we have. The staff are really, I believe, doing a good job of providing the services, but keeping the expenditures within what we have, our resources. So when I say we're doing well, it means, you know, we're managing with what we have, we're not going into the red, but we also aren't, keeping any individual clients from working toward the goals that they have. So it's kind of a difficult balance, but staff have done a great job with that. We recently went through, you know, the different programs that we've had in the past, our resources, and
tried to look at what we would do for this year. And what we decided, we did come up with some specific decisions. Wages, the Workforce Youth Funds through Lincoln Action Program pays for 4 weeks of the client's actual, the wages that they earn, their salaries for their job. And we traditionally had it as a 6 week program, and then we've paid for the other 2 weeks of their salaries. This year we're going to have a 5 week program. The first week, the participants will not earn a salary. They'll be training. They'll, you know, the orientation to the dorms and how they get to their job site, how, you know, getting around, the fun things to do in Lincoln and so on. And then there will be 4 weeks of actual jobs. Those funds will be sponsored by the Workforce Funds again. So if we figure the cost from our budget for wages done in this new way will be about $25,000, and we're going to do that using the Social Security reimbursement funds that we have. So we will be able to do wages, a little different, but I think it will still be very good. The Project Independence is another program that really is important to get kids off on the right start. That costs about $4,000, and we are going to go ahead and do that using Part B funds. That's under the independent living part of the rehab funding, and then some portion of the trust fund, the Katie Robinson donation we received many years ago, that is specifically for youth. Winterfest also, we're going to, the one we had recently was a kind of a combination of our traditional Winterfest population and the mentoring program. So the mentoring program paid for all of that. There were pros and cons to how that went, and so it was a good program, but it kind of took away a little bit from the what I'll call the traditional Winterfest. So we are going to go ahead and do a Winterfest in April, is that right? In March, thank you. That we'll use basic support funds, because again, it's such an important thing to get the healthy individuals to get their confidence and do some things there to become winners. That's what it's about. That costs about $3,500. That'll be just a part of our basic support case services dollars. We talked about Home Teaching Plus, and we aren't going to do a Home Teaching Plus per se, but you may remember that statewide we were switching our work with older individuals from the main focus traditionally has been individually in Nancy's home. I would teach her how to cook. Ha ha. She'd teach me. We've switched it to a curriculum-based series of mainly group teaching sessions. She's okay. We found that has worked well. We've kind of been doing it this last year, maybe a year and a half, but definitely the last year. Working pretty well in the Omaha districts and Lincoln districts. But in the North Platte district, which includes, you know, basically from Grand Island all the way west and the entire north to the south, it's just too many miles, too few people close enough to really do that curriculum based and make it work. So what we're going to do in North Platte is a little bit of a hybrid of Home Teaching Plus with curriculum based. So it'll be, that's what I believe is going to work there. And so that's not really extra cost, because if the curriculum based had been working, they would be doing that. So really it's making the group teachings segments work for the people in those areas. So that's what we're doing there. The specifics of that hasn't been set up yet, but it'll be kind of ongoing. The districts are in charge of when they do a curriculum-based program, and so it'll be the same thing with that. North Platte will figure out what's going to work well for their clients and just plan that.
So is there a certain amount of money, you know, and then people decide what they can do with that amount of money, or is it?
No, because it all, you know, it's basically charged to the individual's case service plan, and so it's a little hard to just do it that way. It'll be a little more expensive in the North Platte district because some people will, you know, have lodging involved and so on. But it still won't be as costly as the Home Teaching Plus program was, which was around $12,000 or
$10,000.
Say it again? $10,000. It's what we typically paid for a Home Teaching Plus. So probably it'll be more like $4,000 for each one, probably. But so that's pretty much how we're doing on programs. And as I said, we're doing okay, staying within what we've set forth, you know, like in last